Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment. You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Well, what have we here?
It's a podcast.
Fine.
And what excitement we have today.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara and Rob Spiewak. And now, here's Rob.
Hey, it's me. And that's not Mike.
Howdy.
That is Katie Forbes von Herman, who is joining us today. Mike is out today, still at the convention. He loves Milwaukee, and he actually was sharing a room with Hulk Hogan, which I think is nice, brother.
Oh dear.
Mike will be back tomorrow. But until then, you have Rob and Katie. Katie, how are you from Savannah?
Super hot.
Why? Well, I mean, it's not as hot up here. How hot is it down there? It is so hot.
It was 84 when I stepped into the studio.
In your house or outside?
Outside.
Well, I mean, 84 is nothing.
That's not bad. That's
no.
Not wonderful.
I would take that. I would take that.
Well, actually not. But that was a couple hours ago. The high today is not bad.
The high today?
The high today will be 93.
What's your dew point?
78.
That's humid.
That's
pretty humid. And also impressive that you answered it so quickly.
Because it stormed horribly over the... Like, we had crazy flooding and everything.
How do your dogs do in storms?
Not well.
You see, we had some thunder boomers last week, and Linus was never scared of thunder, didn't care, until we brought on Sebastian, who is. And now Linus thinks it's cute to be scared of the storms.
Oh, no, no.
And he crawls under my desk like he did when he was a puppy. Of course, now he's 50 pounds. So he takes up quite a bit of room. And then Sebastian, who weighs like 480, there's 13 inches between me and the wall over there. I've measured it. That's where Sebastian gets.
He's
and
a
he
little
doesn't
large
fit.
For 13.
He does not fit. He is a large dog who thinks he's a small dog. And I like when he pretends to be small and he like shapes up like a croissant. But he looks like a dog bed when he does it. It's huge.
So you
were dealing with the storms and your dogs.
Yeah, Presley would try to crawl into my soul if she could. She just wants to be as close as possible while she just shakes and jitters. And she's we keep Trazodone on deck.
Is that for you or for the dog?
Both.
Okay. We had a dog named Cassie, these many years ago, that would get into the shower in a thunderstorm.
Oh, yeah. Presley, she'll go into the shower. She'll try to find a closet. She'll try to find, again, you know, I gave birth to my dogs. So she sometimes tries to go back from where she came.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's learned behavior, you know.
What?
She watches Dan.
Oh,
Well, I mean.
My face just turned so red. Why would
you
do that?
It's not a camera issue.
It's my fault.
It is your fault. You led me there. So before we start the show, and I'll tell Josh when we're going to hit record, I want to talk about, I didn't know you had misophonia.
Misophonia,
which
you
is
you did. We've talked about it.
I used to drink a lot. I'd probably.
You know what? Oh my gosh! It's like a brand new relationship. I didn't even.
Yeah, it's fun, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, but this is it's fear of flying.
No, it's mouth noise. Particularly, there's certain
you don't
noises.
Like it.
And you,
Well, the first thing you said to me when we signed on today was, you need a drink of water.
Yes.
I did. I had some water.
If you take another drink, when you took that drink of water, though, it's like...
No?
No.
But putting this in retrospect, like, you know how in Columbo, they reveal the ending first and then they work sort of backwards from it?
Mm-hmm.
I was able to figure out that when we signed on yesterday to do a test run, because this, no low budget operation, this. We test things and make sure it's right and put Howard Cosell styled windscreens on our microphone.
I could never just roll in. Like, I can't even just roll into bed. It's like a 6-step process. I could never do that.
Well, starting on Thursday, you said, what time's a good time to call? And I said, I don't do anything.
You asked me Thursday, so I needed to.
I don't do anything. So we did it on Sunday. So now, knowing about your mesophiliomia, when I show up, what's it called?
Misophonia.
Well, how does one spell this? With an I?
I believe it's M-Y.
My Sophonia. Not your Sophonia.
S-O-P-H-O-N-I-A.
Okay. Not knowing about it, when we signed on yesterday at 2 o'clock, I was eating a Kirkland ice cream bar.
I took now, it not personally.
Not just a Kirkland ice cream bar, but one that's coated in crispy chocolate with almonds. And I bet if you were to design something, if some terrorist came and got you, some evil terrorist from another land, like Canada, and they found out, they says, here's my Canadian accent. She has misophonia. We shall take her down. The obvious choice would be this ice cream bar.
Yeah.
Because you get the lip smacking. Well, I'm not going to eat oatmeal.
We could have done another McFlurry taste test this morning.
Probably. Oh, yeah. That would have been great. Now, do you ever hear your own self chewing and does it bother you?
Yeah.
Okay, now you're nuts.
No.
You're crazy. That's like someone that would like say, you know what? I can't stand the smell of my nostrils. You're inventing problems.
When we got done with our test, I actually ran out of the room and was like, Dan, Rob tried to kill me today.
But you got your revenge when you saw the t-shirt I was wearing.
Yes.
I was wearing something I would never wear on air. It's a Kirkland signature t-shirt that has the Kirkland logo on it.
But you held up your Kirkland ice cream bar. And it matched your shirt. It was like, oh, look at you coordinating.
It's like wearing the concert t-shirt to the concert.
But it's Kirkland.
I bet if Kirkland did a concert, it would be great. But you'd have to buy a 10-pack of tickets. That's the only thing.
Oh, that's the only thing.
But you said, now, did you get that t-shirt for being a good customer?
I did. I figured it came free.
But that's not the case. I paid cash money for it.
Which is worse.
Which is worse.
You bought a Kirkland shirt?
Yeah. Yeah.
It says it has the Kirkland logo across the front.
I can see it in my head. I've seen other people with them. I assume it's always been a giveaway.
It was a good t-shirt, and it was priced to move.
I don't think it was ever a good t-shirt.
Well, no, the quality of the t-shirt was good. I mean, not like TMOS t-shirts good, but pretty good. And so I bought it. It's a good Sunday shirt, not so much a workday shirt. Yeah.
I think it's going to have to be a workday shirt.
I think it's great.
Now going to want to have to see it.
I think it's great when you eat it with ice cream. That's what's best. So, we had the good test, and it all worked out, and that's fine. Now, speaking of that's in the past. Let's look to the future for a second. Big announcement today is this Saturday at 7 p.m. it is Eastern, 4 p.m. on the West.
That's the time.
Another TMOS cocktail show, a live bonus program. I don't say a bonus program, but it's an extra program where we will all get together and most people will have a few drinks. And I haven't yet decided what soft drink I will have. Maybe
just go with an ice cream bar.
But it would have to last an hour. How many ice cream bars could, you know what? It's true.
It's a challenge.
I could do an ice cream bar. I could.
It's a challenge.
I could do that. I'm thinking maybe a Baja Blast Mountain Dew, which did you know they've changed the official name of Mountain Dew to MTN Dew?
No.
Yeah, we're a stupid country.
That's the official name?
It's on the bottle. MTN Dew.
Well, it's just a rebrand.
Yeah, well, I don't know.
It's not a logo.
They need to make a fist and decide. But I might drink an Mountain Dew. Who knows? We'll see. But this is always a lot of fun because we interact with the people in the chat room. There's going to be special surprises planned, lots of activites. So make sure you tune in this Saturday at 7 o'clock Eastern. It'll be, we're carrying it, where, on Facebook? Where's the best place they can do it, Josh?
Facebook and YouTube.
Okay, so either you could, YouTube, you could actually set a reminder, couldn't you?
You can.
Do that.
You can go over onto YouTube. Once I set up the cocktail hour, that you can set a reminder. So we'll have that up for you soon.
I already have a reminder in my phone. At 6:58 on Saturday night, it's going to play an alarm.
And when will you ask Carrie?
What?
When will you ask Carrie?
Oh, Carrie's already agreed. I asked her over a month ago, and she's actually written it on her calendar. If she backs out now, marriage might be over because she's had plenty of time. And but then keep in mind, it wouldn't be the cocktail hour that ended the marriage. That's sort of like the cherry on the divorce sundae. But what were you saying about my phone, Katie?
Why does it look so little? Do you have a teeny tiny phone?
That's a normal size phone.
Yeah.
Well,
I
guess it's because of my hand. Everything looks small in my hand. Let's see your phone. Well, your hand is like an elf hand. You have like Dobby's hand. Your phone is going to look huge.
Three whole fingers.
Josh, let's see your phone. See, Josh is a big guy. Do you have big hands, Josh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They do. They look tiny to you people.
You people. You're the one that's, you're the outlier.
I am.
How tall are you?
5'1" and a half.
5'2" with the floofy hair.
You know, speaking of height, I've been checking in with some of the Olympics, and I do wonder.
It hasn't started.
I know, but you gotta, you know. I do wonder if the trampoline people are shorter, like as they trampoline. Like, do they get squished?
Well, you like because of all the bouncing?
Yeah.
Well, I would think that would be more, the shortest people would have to be the long jumpers. Because they're landing in dirt, not trampolines.
But no, do they get compressed?
I think the shorter people just happen to go towards those sports. I don't think those sports make them shorter.
Do they get, no matter what height they are to begin with, are they smaller when they finish?
Because of the compression. The bone. My guess is no.
Yeah, I think. But I did read trampolines away from kids if it shortened them.
We should keep trampolines from kids anyway because they kill themselves, which is unfortunate. Even with the flimsy netting around them, which kind of eliminates, it makes it less fun for me when they look safe.
It makes it so you don't fall off. You take the entire trampoline down with you.
On top of you. Yeah, I want to see a trampoline that looks like the trampoline in the Brady's backyard. Just open and ready for disaster.
They had a trampoline?
Of course. At least for one episode. Okay. Here's weird. Here's why I know that. Because I think it was during the trampoline episode when Greg called Marsha Maureen and they didn't catch it. He called her real name.
I just stopped
the show entirely.
That was probably due to the trampoline.
It could have been. So who do you think are the shortest Olympians, Katie?
The gymnasts.
Just Summer Olympics.
The gymnasts.
Yeah, they're short. But so strong.
But also, again, the compression.
Well, no. Actually, a flip would stretch you out.
But you have to land.
But you land soft.
Those bars are going to pull your arms out.
You know, when I was...
Well, they don't measure your height like this, though.
When I was really, really young, I actually would hang in the closet. Like, I would try to make myself...
Suicidal gesture or
no,
what?
No, Rob, we don't joke about that. But honestly, I thought I could stretch.
Do you know who did
out.
That in a sitcom is Barney Fife? Why? Is that where you got it from?
I hope not.
He had to go through his deputy certification, and he wasn't
citizens
heavy
arrest. Different citizens
episode,
arrest.
Different episode. That was Gomer Pyle. But he, Andy, I think I can be an inch taller if I hang in the closet. So that's what he did, and he was able to stretch himself. But you know how he beat the weight requirement? They said the only thing you can wear is your uniform and your ID on a chain, and they put like an anchor chain around his neck.
Are you serious?
Yeah, that's an episode of the Andy Griffith Program, or some people call it Andy of Mayberry.
That's all it took for humor back then.
That's all it took. But you really did try to stretch yourself?
Yeah.
Do those vertical, like upside down things, are those supposed to help? Make you taller?
Like Batman had in Michael Keaton Batman?
Right, where you strap your ankles.
And then flip it?
I would imagine, but I figure it would be temporary. You would have to do it
every day.
Wait, fun fact.
Okay.
I know that most humans are shorter at the end of the day than when they begin their day, because you do naturally compress.
Mm-hmm. Okay, mm-hmm. That is fun. So what?
So back to trampolines.
Sure.
They're all compressed.
Well, that's all well and good, but I understand Now, this is funny because when we were talking yesterday, Katie and I both had stories relative to trivia contests.
I joined a trivia team.
Yes, so tell us about it.
I joined a trivia team. Dan and I, so it was dicey at first. I didn't know if they were going to let me back. We have a local watering hole that we do enjoy. And they
be fair, don't you have a lot of local watering holes you enjoy? It's a good drinking town. I remember that.
Savannah would be better for you.
Yes, yeah, not for would you, be Rob. Better for, no, not, no, it's bad for me. Bad. No, no.
So they had a 10th anniversary party. So Dan uh-huh. and I went, and we had been championing for them to start trivia.
Now, why did you champion this? Is it because do you excel at it, or are you just in favor of it?
I mean, I like to think there's a little bit of both.
Okay.
Column A, column B.
I understand. but is it not a little pushy to go to the owner of a cafe and say, you know what you should do? You should do that. You should have a trivia contest.
Over the 9 years that we've been here, we have become friends with the...
How good are friends? Have you ever socialized outside of their establishment?
Yes.
Okay, then you are really friends.
And dog
sat.
And if
you spend enough money at the establishment, they'll also listen to you.
Yeah. I'm just sad that Katie's making friends with local business owners and I don't have any friends at all. As a matter of fact, Katie, who is one of my last friends, will see how we're doing at the end of this broadcast because it's on shaky, it's on trampoline-y ground right now.
It's because of the misophonia.
That's right. I'm trying not to, you know.
They had a 10th anniversary party.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, you know, so we went and everything and we were only there for about an hour and a half, and the heavens let loose, and it stormed big.
Okay.
So they had the parking lot cleared for, you know, bounce house. This was the whole thing. And we had
bounce house, not unlike a trampoline. Did short people get off the bounce house?
Mm. No, no kids.
None kids? It's an adult bounce house at a bar?
No. Part of the trivia night?
This was
the trivia question is how many people broke their neck on the bounce house?
There were kids in the bounce house, but I'm just saying protect your growing children. I don't have kids. I know nothing. So
you dealt with my kids. You know a little.
A little.
Yeah.
So we parked on the street, and there's like about a 3-foot parking lot, then sort of a decline, and that's grassy.
Yeah.
So we were leaving, waving goodbye, and I hit the grass.
Yes.
And I
wet grass.
Wet grass.
Yeah.
Also, the earth underneath the grass.
Yeah.
Had become quite soggy.
Yeah. Well, because of the rain.
Mm-hmm. So I hit the grass and the heel. I was wearing giant wedge shoes because I like to feel tall.
Yes. So, you took them off before you went on the bounce house, though.
And I felt the earth move.
I feel the earth move under my feet.
Just like that.
Where did you land? Did you just slip and fall or what happened?
So it was really slow because then the strap of my sandal broke and I...
What sort of cheap sandals are you buying? Do you know how many times I've fallen in my Birkenstocks and they're in perfect shape? Perfect. Better than when before the fall.
It was the ankle strap and it...
Okay.
The ankle strap snapped.
Are these corrective sandals?
No, they were platforms.
Medical? Okay.
Platforms.
I understand.
And I slid down and then on my back and I landed in the gutter on my back.
Katie.
I did.
This is no way for a popular podcast co-host to behave.
It didn't hurt me. I was completely...
Well, it didn't hurt you that night. How about the morning?
No, I was totally fine. It just happened, like, because the incline was about 3 feet and I'm not that much taller. It was almost like I sat and just laid down and slid.
Did it
into
seem
the
to
gutter.
Take a long time?
Oh,
when
yeah.
you were falling?
Slow motion. Absolute
yeah.
slow motion.
I've had a few falls that seemed to take forever.
I can't even explain to you the slow motion. It really did take a long time. Josh, I'll be sending you something.
Oh, a photograph.
Okay.
you see, I thought, you know, normally when I fall, it's dog related. At least recently.
Dad?
Well, Sebastian is very strong. Like Robert. And one time he did, I was wearing Birkenstocks. And he pulled me down a hill a la Indiana Jones, like the whole hill. And I dragged.
Oh, yeah. Why didn't you let go?
That's what Carrie said.
Well, because Carrie's a smart woman.
Well, she chose me. So, you know, pick your battles, I guess. But that I came in and yeah, I was that was a bad thing too. I don't like, as I get older, I really detest falling down and I don't like getting on the floor. The Rob, worst.
Would you like to see the aftermath?
I would. Oh, dear. Oh, Katie. What a day to wear white pants.
I know. And black underoos.
I just stop it.
The whole thing. I feel the best move on a movie. I didn't know. I was laughing so hard. I didn't know that Dan had taken the picture.
Now, how did Dan react during the fall? Dan, of course, for people who are just joining us, is your husband.
He did what any...
And he's a disruptor. I don't mind telling you this. Dan is a disruptor.
Any partner, he did exactly what they would do. Are you okay?
Did he go down to help you?
Oh, yes, but he was more delicate because he knew that the ground was not stable.
Well, of course, he sent you ahead. You're like his food taster. It's like in the Ten Commandments. We use the old women to grease the stones. If they die, it is no loss.
But they let me come back for trivia.
In those pants?
I bleached them, and I'm actually wearing them now.
You know what? That is fantastic. This is like a commercial. This is great. As a matter of fact, we have a laundry sauce coming up, and I'm sure it's what you use to clean them. I think that's great.
Oh, yeah, now, yeah, yeah.
So when you go to the trivia game, is it just called Trivia Night?
Yeah.
And what do you care to name the bar? Bar?
Yeah, Kayak Cafe.
Did we go there ever?
No.
No, okay. So when you go, what is a typical question? Let's see how I do. Do you remember any questions from it?
No, but I can tell you our name.
Okay, go ahead.
Southern Discomfortably Numb.
A lot of stuff going on there. Mm-hmm. Southern See, I don't like Pink Floyd.
Should we have left it at just Southern Discomfort?
I like that, yeah. Southern Comfort is what my dad got drunk on the night I was born. How about that?
Oh, bless. That's when they didn't let men in the what's it called?
Trampoline team?
Labor and ward.
Maternity. Yeah. Labor and delivery.
Yeah, I don't know, but it's nice that I have a history of alcoholism in my family. So we're talking about Trivia Night. I teased it, I think, on last Thursday's show. Carrie and I were performers in one of Rob Mayer's mystery shows, where you go to a bar and they do a solve the mystery type quiz. And the thing that is so great is that it's part Trivia Night and part murder mystery. And
murder.
So you have to murder. You have to get the trivia right and solve the murder if you want to be right, if you want to win. And there's prizes and everything.
Oh, that sounds fun.
It was fantastic. And Rob Mayer is so great. The name of our team, although we didn't submit because, you know, we're part of the show, Robert came up with the name Dial M for Maher or Mayer. Which I thought was great.
That's really good.
Yeah.
So he's not just a pretty face.
No, he's not. He's a really good kid. And he was doing good on the trivia. He was having a blast. But what happened is I've done a few of the murder mysteries with Rob before. And normally if I do a part, it's like two lines maybe. But this one, there was plot points and structure and lots of stuff to read. Now, you're allowed to read because you have to be precise.
Were you giving main character?
I was not only, Carrie and I were not only main characters, but suspects, like real possible suspects in the murder. And so our lines included clues that would ultimately allow people to solve, so we can't mess with it. And so we're playing a feuding couple. That's how we're introduced. Easy for us to play. And so we start at the beginning in the first
scene. They call it acting.
Right.
With air bunnies.
Right. Yeah.
Is that based on your attendance of the previous murder night?
No, we actually, you know what? I think we did argue when we did the Newly Dead game, where we were contestants on like the Newlywed game. And I think we did argue in real life on that. So maybe that is why.
Dear.
But so he knew this would a good part for you.
Yeah, it would play. And so how it starts is he asks one of the questions and we start arguing. We're in the crowd. People don't know we're part of it yet. And so we start arguing and making a ruckus, a scene, if you will, a Donnybrook. And he comes over and he says, is everything all right? And then I grab the microphone from him. And then we get to participate in the rest of the show on mic because we want people to hear it. This is at the Old Ox Brewery in Ashburn, Virginia, which is really, they set up like a space in the back of the warehouse where the big Sterling stainless steel tanks are full of beer, but there's enough space for like a private event. And so there's mic and there's a microphones and there's music and everything that fit. And so we start arguing, but the problem is that I'm, because of control freak, I'm holding the microphone. I'm not going to surrender the microphone.
Never.
I don't do that. Not my scene. And so every time Carrie has a line, I have to mic her by putting the mic in her face. And she's not a 30-year broadcast veteran. And so every time she's doing some impassioned, angry monologue, she laughs because I'm jamming a microphone in her face. And at one point, she actually, I put, let's say this is the microphone that I have in her face. She's reading and she goes and pushes it away. And she's not, and I say, don't do that. And then at one point she got really mad and she said, well, and it was like at the end of a big line and the microphone's going back and forth. And she says, yeah, but not enough to kill him. And I said, nice reading. Because she was so frustrated with me jamming the microphone back and forth. I won't reveal the ending, but it was a great success. I want to thank Rob and Die Laughing Productions for having us out there. And at the end, a guy comes up to me and he says, hey, and I'm standing right by Rob Mayer, one of the greatest stand-ups in the D.C. area and Baltimore and the whole area. I love him. His stuff is great. If you ever get a chance to see him live, do it. He comes up to me and Rob is standing right there. And he says, you, I love your stand-up. And I said, I don't really do stand-up. I'm sure you meant this gentleman, our host. He says, no, you're the funny one.
Oh, no.
And there's one, and I just want to say,
how did they fit your head through the door?
No, I was mortified because he obviously had me mixed up with someone else. I've not done stand-up ever.
But now it's the chance.
Well, I know now one guy who will be there.
Open up.
Yeah, one guy. He's definitely going to be there. Horrible. But yeah, so that was a great success, and I enjoyed myself immensely. So, also, Katie, with you doing the show today, and how is everything else going on? I know the last time we spoke to you, you were going through some stuff, but you happier, doing okay now? Everything's okay? You sound and look great, and I want to thank you. I should take the time to say thank you for joining us on such short notice. So it's
heck
good.
Yeah. I'm actually doing a lot better. It's not good. As some of you may or may not know, my dad passed in May, and we just had the memorial 2 weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
It went really
You should have
well.
Called me. I could have done stand-up at it. Lighten the mood a bit.
Right.
You know what? If you're not watching this on video, you're missing it because Josh just did the best eye roll of all time. So
I'm thinking we talked a lot about death in the last bonus show. And
oh, we sure did. And so
we
many
weren't
thankful
really taking
notes.
It serious, and now we're having a serious conversation about death.
Yeah.
Off of that. So.
People love the bonus show. People love when we talk death.
I know we're going to have to go to the next segment and everything soon, but I something funny did happen.
What?
Okay. So
was there a trampoline?
No.
Did you fall?
No.
Did you fall at the funeral?
We had
My God, cuz there's a huge hole at the gravesite.
He was cremated. But we have a younger sister who couldn't make it to the memorial, mm-hmm. and we were spreading the ashes.
Right.
And she sent a necklace, like you put some of the ashes in. And
yeah.
Then, right. Well, my stepmother, she didn't really want to turn over the ashes. Understandable. I get it.
Yeah.
But then, so I was
but
like,
there's
okay.
plenty to go around.
Well.
And didn't you just say you were spreading them anyway?
Yeah, but she wanted them to do. She wanted us to do exactly to a T, like what he specified.
I bet when I'm cremated, I'm going to leave a lot of ashes.
It was a lot more. Okay, it was a lot more than I expected. I was shocked. It was.
Well,
he was not a big man.
Was it like a bushel?
I come from Little Stock.
I know you do, but compact.
So
maybe he was made
of the trampoline work.
You know what? Well, maybe he was made of the stuff that, you know what, 4th of July, have you ever used snakes? Those little tablets that you light, and when they burn, they like triple in size and they make snakes. Maybe he's made of that.
So for about a day, I was going to take this necklace and go down to his favorite spot by the dock on the river and put some sand in it from there. And then I was like, she'll never know. But at the last minute, my brother and I, when we went to spread.
Why does he smell like oregano? I don't know.
What?
Because you could also get something like out of the spice cabinet. I don't know.
She was much better the day of and everything. So we did it, but the two things that happened that I was not expecting, and you know me and how serious I am.
Yeah.
When the little like flap over the top where we're dumping them off of the pier, when it starts going, it got stuck. So my brother takes his canister and starts banging it on the side of the dock.
Now, how did, like, what bonk, was he, bonk, bonk. That's very nice. Because you gotta complete the act, but how were the ashes delivered?
Because we knew we were going to spread them, we weren't paying $500 for some sort of urn. So it was more like a very, very sturdy cardboard type canister.
Yeah. But in the canister, is there not like a bag?
No.
Oh, okay.
It was lined on the inside.
Okay.
But then it starts sort of raining and everything, so we sort of shuffle back to our cars and go on to where the memorial service is going to be.
Sure.
And we get in the car, and I was like, damn, what did I get all over my feet?
Oh, no. Horrible.
I was wearing sandals.
Again, maybe you should look into some closed-toed shoes. Because
different sandals, but I had to throw my other sandals away. I was very upset about that.
You know what? We all have our crosses to bear. I'm sorry you lost your sandals. I'm sorry you lost your dad. But when we had to spread my Uncle Pete, his was in also. He was going to go in the ocean, down the ocean. Don't go down the Atlantic Ocean. We will spread Uncle Pete into water. No, it wasn't Pete. As a matter of fact, it was Bruce, because this was in Miami.
Okay.
And he came in a black, almost like a, if you can imagine, a black plastic Rubbermaid type container. That's what we got. And so we didn't like, and he rode around in the back of the car for a while because we didn't get a chance to get together. My dad was in Miami and I had to find some time to fly down there. And so we finally get him and he says, picks me up at the airport, and there's a blue bag in the back seat with me. I said, what's this? He says, oh, that's Bruce. And I pick it up, and the black plastic Rubbermaid container is in a tote bag that would, like, say, Giant or Safeway or whatever, Kroger, whatever grocery store you have, like a reusable grocery bag. But it was a blue bag that said Victory Memorial Gardens.
Victory in Jesus.
It was a giveaway from the funeral home. And so we got so when we got to the beach, we knew a spot where he wanted to be because it was never crowded, except this day there was Germans there. And there was a German family. And
were
it
they
made
invading?
It, well, no. These were very nice Germans. They came from the good side. And but they were over there, you know, and talking, and I said, yeah, there's Germans here. And he says, well, the tide seems to be going to the right. Let's dump him to the right of the Germans.
I did check the wind. I did check.
You have to.
I saw the big Lebowski. Yeah. I checked the wind.
So then we opened up Bruce's Rubbermaid, and he's in a bag. And it's a sturdy bag. I would say sturdier than like a Ziploc bag, but not a Ziploc bag. I mean, the quality was there. And but it was zip-tied shut, and we had no way to get Bruce open.
Oh.
So we moved to the right of the Germans, and I went to work with a key because it's all we had. And so we finally got him in there, got it open. And the other thing you got to know is that it's illegal to dump people in the ocean, like at the beach. You got to go out to sea. Or so I think that's a Florida thing. So we had to be a little crafty about it. And so we get over there and we dump him, say some nice words. All of my dad's siblings are in the Atlantic Ocean, except for my Uncle Tommy, who's, well, he's a jerk. I've told you about him. He's a jerk. But the Key siblings are in the ocean.
He'll get in the ocean eventually.
Well, no, he's dead. Yeah, you're right, but he'll get there.
As the water rises.
Global warming.
We're all part of this big blue marvel. So we're able to dump Bruce, and wouldn't you know that right as we do it and we say our nice words and our final goodbye, the tide shifts. And I think the Germans had a final meeting with my Uncle
Bruce.
They
were the last ones to see him.
They were the last ones to see him. And I think, but, you know, to show we were sorry and that there was no hard feelings, we gave them the gift bag. We did not give them the gift bag. I'm sorry. Well, so that's what's up with my Uncle Bruce. When we come back, we will do the, I forget what we call it. The round table. It's Mike's bit. So that's why I don't know the name. I know the name of all my bits. Crazy bits, wacky bits. And we'll be right back after this. We're just talking laundry. Katie's horrible white pants, nearly destroyed. Something funny in my house happened yesterday. My son comes up to me. He says, "Dad, what about laundry sauce?" And I said, "What about it?" He says, "It smells so good. Can I take it to school?" I said, "No, you cannot take it to school because it's my laundry sauce." He says, "What about the dryer sheets?" I said, "My dryer sheets." He says, "But it smells so good." I said, "If you go to our website and click the little button, you can buy your own dryer sheets." And then he looked at me and he said, MikeOMaraShow.com? I said, "Yep, same website we've had for over 15 years. That's the one." Well, my laundry detergent used to come in a big, stupid jug. I hated it. Smelled meh. But when I switched to laundry sauce, I realized that they have partnered with the top fragrance houses in the world, and this stuff smells amazing. My favorite scent is the one I have, sandalwood. I wish you could smell me right now. It gets thrilling. My whole house kind of smells like sandalwood now, which is great. And they've also eliminated all the unnecessary ingredients and maximized hardworking stain fighters to ensure that your favorite clothes come out looking brand new. And you know why they're advertising with us? Because we're a podcast. Podcast. But it's not just pods. Laundry sauce makes scent boosters, dryer sheets, dryer balls, fabric softeners, and even candles. And if you aren't happy, send your laundry sauce for a full refund. No questions asked. Just return it. They will give you your cash back. And I invite you folks, come smell me in Vegas. Compare me to Mike. See which one you like better. I think it's going to be me. Wish you could smell me now. Elevate your laundry with Laundry Sauce. Now is the time to check it out. Just go to laundrysauce.com/TMOS and use promo code TMOS at checkout for 15% off. That's the best offer you'll find, but you must use our code TMOS for 15% off your order. One last time, that's laundrysauce.com, promo code TMOS for 15% off. And this is, of course, the round table. Now, sad we were... Oh, if I'm Mike, I do this. Hold on. Right. We were not here on Friday to mark the passing of Bob Newhart, which is a sad one for me. I've always loved Bob Newhart. He was an older fellow, and let's see. Everybody remembers this, I'm sure. Or maybe not everyone anymore.
Hello?
The theme to the Bob Newhart show where he was a psychiatrist. But I also loved the show where he was the innkeeper, Newhart, which ran on CBS for many years. I believe it was 9 p.m. on Monday nights on CBS. Might have been 9:30, but it was an evening show there.
And my brother Daryl and my other
Yeah, that had Daryl. The Daryl brothers okay. on it. Okay. Yeah, so that was really good. Most people nowadays know him as being Will Ferrell's father in Elf, because he played that role. But he won Emmy Awards. But maybe the most important thing is this album right here. And I went to my shelf. Hold on. Da-da! The Button-Down Mind of Bob Newhart, which was an album that came out, I believe, in 1961 and was the first comedy album to ever win Grammy for Album of the Year. I mean, that was a big deal. Now, why are you making a face?
Because I don't know why I'm surprised.
You shouldn't be.
I know.
Because if you finish with it, you can listen to the sequel. Good The Button-Down God. Mind Strikes Back. Just go to your shelf, as I did, right between... Olivia Newton-John and New Edition are my Bob Newhart albums. They're right there. But he was definitely a wonderful television talent. He came on television kind of, you know, at the right time. When you break as a comic in the 1960s, it was a great, easy step for him to make into that area of showbiz. One weird thing about him that I have... Oh, he was 94, by the way.
Just one?
Well, no. This is particularly odd if you think about it. His best friend was Don Rickles. Now, if you take the deadpan, dry delivery of Bob Newhart, it is not like Bob. It is not like Don Rickles at all. And Rickles used to tell a story about they vacationed together in Germany, and that every time they'd get into a public area, Rickles would start goose-stepping and yelling out Nazi parlance with his hand out in a Sig Heil. And Bob Newhart would go, Don, don't do that. Don, don't do that. Don, don't do that. But I think it would be fun. I think they would be great to vacation with together. Two of the funniest guys in the world with totally different styles of comedy. Now, saying that
was probably also a whole lot closer to World War II when they were doing that bit.
Well, yeah, I suppose. Well, no, it was probably in the 80s. So, but you know what? That is closer to World War II.
That's only 45 years ago.
Yes.
You're right. Or as I like to call it, a current. But this is Mike's favorite clip from The Button-Down Mind of Bob Newhart. It's called Driving Instructor. Now, one thing that Bob Newhart, a lot of comics did it after him, like Shelley Berman, is they would do one-sided conversations. A lot of times it would be on the phone, or he would construct a scene where the other person wasn't there, but you kind of knew what they were saying. This one was called Driving Instructor.
All right, you want to start the car? Mrs. Webb, you just turned on the lights. You want to start the car? They all look alike, don't they? I don't know why they design them that way. All right, let's pull out into traffic. Now, what's the first thing we're going to do before we pull out into traffic? What did Mr. Adams do before he let you pull out into traffic?
His previous instructor.
Well, I mean, besides praying, let's say. No, what I had in mind was checking the rear view mirror. You see, we always want to check the rear view. Don't pull out! please don't cry. I'm sorry.
Please don't cry.
There was this bus, Mrs. Webb.
And then also one video clip, maybe one of the most legendary TV finales ever. Are you familiar with it? The final episode of The Newhart Show where he was the innkeeper?
Yes.
Yes.
I was going to ask you about it. Because
yeah, I have the clip right here. In the final episode, the final scene of the show Newhart, he gets hit in the head with a golf ball. And he wakes up from being knocked out. And as a surprise to everyone, including the studio audience, he's in bed with the lady that played his wife, Suzanne Plachette, in the previous Newhart show, revealing this.
All right, Bob. What is it?
I was an innkeeper in this crazy little town in Vermont.
I'm happy for you. Good night.
It was all a dream.
Nothing made sense in this place. I mean, the maid was an heiress. Her husband talked in alliteration. The handyman kept missing the point of things. And then there were these three woodsmen, but only one of them talked.
That settles it. No more Japanese food before you go to bed.
And I was married to this beautiful blonde.
Go back to sleep, Bob.
Good night, Ellen.
Turns the light off. She turns the light on.
What do you mean, beautiful blonde?
Go to sleep, Emily. Yeah. You know, you really should wear more sweaters.
Favorite part. when they go to the spot there, they played the old bumper from the old Bob Newhart show. But he was a tremendous, tremendous talent, a funny, funny man. Even guest spots on the Dean Martin show were great. They did a great sketch you can find on YouTube where he tries to return a toupee. That is really awesome. Anyway, so safe home, Bob Newhart.
It's nice to hear a real studio audience in that clip also.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
You know, it doesn't
just the track.
Yeah,
and
I love it.
And you can hear them actually be surprised.
Yeah. They said that the when they revealed the scene, they actually recreated the set of their bedroom from the original Bob Newhart show because that was one of the first shows that had them talking in bed because that was too saucy in, you know, previous episodes.
Even in the same bed.
In the same bed. And so when they revealed the set with the bedroom and everything, that the audience started to get really, really pumped. So that's neat. But yeah, safe home, Bob Newhart. I was a big fan. Do you ever eat breakfast cereal? Are you a cereal person?
No.
Are you a cereal killer? No. Are you a cereal person?
No.
No. I like Cinnamon Toast Crunch. Josh, are you a cereal guy?
Yeah, but not for breakfast. I'll eat it later in the day.
Okay. Travis and Jason Kelsey have a new cereal. Yum. Mmm. And here's the deal. It's not really a new cereal. They've just mixed up Cinnamon Toast Crunch, Lucky Charms, and Reese's Puffs, and it'll be in stores in December, and it's got their pictures on it. I think this is a misstep.
Well, it's a advertising misstep because they should have done the promotion showing them mix the three, and then you have to go buy three boxes.
That, you see?
To recreate it.
Don't you run off to General Mills or Post or anything. We need you here, but they need you to come up with that idea. I can't think of it because I just look at them promoting it and I think of my breakfast with a beard hair in it.
What is it?
Oh, it's Cinnamon Toast Crunch, okay. Lucky Charms, and Reese's Puffs.
So cinnamon toast, peanut butter,
and chocolate.
Then,
the marshmallows is what throws it off for me.
That's what throws it off? No, the chocolate and the peanut butter throws it off for me.
I think that can
don't get your chocolate in my peanut butter.
Precisely.
The chocolate and the peanut butter, though, that's already mixed together in the Reese's Puffs. So you really think, just add in the cinnamon as a difference there.
I think the Cinnamon Toast Crunch is a perfect cereal, second only to Frankenberries. And so don't mess with it.
I mean, even as a kid, I always hated Lucky Charms. It's the marshmallows. And there are people that buy just the entire bag of marshmallows. That is not right to me.
Can you imagine the sound of eating just the whole bag of marshmallows?
That's why I don't eat cereal.
The slurping of the milk. Billy, Mike, hey, I'm sorry, you're not Mike, you're Katie. Wow. There's a brand new
big
billionaire
difference.
In town.
Huge difference.
That's right. I can make mouth noises at Mike all day. All day. There is a brand new billionaire in town.
Okay.
Guess who it is? I'll give you a hint.
Michael Mara.
It's a musician.
Bono?
No, it is Bruce Springsteen just crossed the billionaire mark. And that comes from the fact, I guess if I sold a music catalog that was worth $500 million, that might get me closer to it. But I like Bruce Springsteen. Who bought it? I think it was Universal.
Okay.
Yeah. But also, did you know he's coming? He was very funny this past season in an episode of The Larry David Show. Curb Your Enthusiasm. He played himself. And now he's the subject of an upcoming biopic and the making of his album Nebraska. And it's going to be starring Jeremy Allen White. Do you think the guy from The Bear could play Bruce Springsteen?
Is he singing the songs himself?
I can't imagine he would.
No. Not if he's... I think he could pull it off. I think Jeremy Allen White is hugely talented.
Ladies love him. Do you have a little thing for him?
Have you what? Seen his spread in Vogue?
Goodbye.
Of course I do.
So, I got a hot breaking news flash from my daughter Julia this weekend. She's at Brass Camp, which she volunteers at every year, which is great. That's a camp for the survivors of siblings of survivors of cancer, I should say.
She's been doing that since she was
four. Since she was four, she started attending.
She started attending, but now she is. A counselor.
A volunteer and a counselor. Yeah, I'm so proud of her. But this was big news for her. Did you know that Hello Kitty is not a cat?
I found out yesterday and my world crashed down around me.
I was shocked. And that Hello Kitty is a girl, apparently with whiskers. But
Hello Kitty is a furry. We didn't know. Who knew?
It's a little girl. I don't think she's a furry.
Well,
she's not going to conventions.
Hello Kitty's like 50 years old. She's not a little girl anymore.
Don't you think she stops in time like Lisa Simpson? Lisa Simpson should be like 60. You know, but Hello Kitty
Lisa
is a
Simpson's
girl.
Simpson's a cartoon. This is way different.
Well, Hello Kitty is a cartoon-ish thing. Mm.
All right. It's a moneymaker is what it is.
Yes.
Hello Kitty turned 50 this year, and she's not a cat. An exec with her parent company, the parent company of Hello Kitty, the big kitty, says she's actually a little girl born and raised in the suburbs of London. She's
what?
A British girl. Okay, wait, there's more. She turns 50 this year, and she's
But she's not a little girl. Whatever.
Well, I know. You know what? Big Kitty is handing us something that's hard to
take
here.
Can we stop saying
It's like
Kitty?
They're reimagining Hello Kitty for like a new generation.
What problem do you have with Big Kitty?
It sounds like a stripper.
Not a good one.
Oh.
Here comes Big Kitty and her fabulous bubble machine. Now, she's a little girl raised in the suburbs of London, and she has a twin sister, Mimi.
Oh, no, I thought it was Mimi.
Maybe it is, but it's spelled M-I-M-M-Y.
Oh, I guess it's...
So would there be Hello Mimi as well?
Well, I am pulling memories from being a little girl from this, but yeah. I guess because I was a child. I thought, yes, there is a Mimi, Mimi, whatever, however.
Now, did you know that Hello Kitty, the little British girl, has a cat?
All of that, I don't...
Charmy Kitty.
I don't understand. I feel like Gene Hackman at the end of The Birdcage. I don't understand.
Now, she's been a product for 50 years. She was first introduced. One of the reasons why there's probably all these misunderstandings from Big Kitty is that she didn't have a TV show. She didn't have a movie. She was introduced in 1974 on a vinyl coin purse. So she doesn't have a backstory.
I have.
But did she have whiskers back then?
I don't know.
Because I think the whiskers is more confusing than a TV show.
Yeah, I do too. I do too.
If we were able to take a sizable break, I could run myself right upstairs. And I have it's a little teeny tiny case. And you open it up and it has a mirror on one side and a little comb on the other side. And it's Hello Kitty. And it says Hello Kitty likes to be neat and clean. And but it's a little teeny tiny comb. And I thought it was Mimi, but Mimi is on the back.
Yeah.
But this is from the 70s. I mean, because I'm from the 70s. This thing is from the 70s.
Well, introducing, I have the same beauty kit myself.
But you haven't used the comb in years.
You don't know that.
I'm so disappointed in you.
Do you fly Southwest? It's a great outfit, isn't it?
I don't.
It's my primary airline.
Well, you better be careful because I saw a headline today, Josh, that says fizzy fiasco. You don't want to be a part of the fact because they don't have perishable food served on Southwest. They don't have refrigerated compartments. And because of this, sodas in really hot climates, like if you're departing Vegas or Arizona, in the past recent history, officials for the airline told the Washington Post at least 20 flight attendants have been injured by exploding soda cans.
So apparently Diet Coke, very specifically Diet Coke, is far more fizzier.
As a matter of fact, people that don't take a shine to Coke Zero, it's because it's not as fizzy as Diet Coke.
But it
and that's probably why the Mentos thing.
Yeah,
works
probably
better with Diet Coke.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, mm-hmm.
But apparently when it's up in the air, not like on an airplane.
Yeah,
flight attendants generally are put off by people who order Diet Coke.
It also it takes longer for the head to go down, so it's a longer wait to serve if they people. I tell you what, no one complains about Dr. Pepper ever. 10, 2, and 4. Got
I'm
to
a
do it.
Pepper.
Isn't 20 people enough injuries to invest in a cooler?
I would think so. Yeah, I would think so. No passengers have been hurt.
Or even, okay, so we're not going to have soft drinks on these flights.
So just booze?
I don't know.
Give this child some peach schnapps.
Bottles instead of cans.
Oh, right? Well, that'd be worse if that were to explode. Oh. Then glass shards go everywhere.
No, there's plastic bottles.
Plastic bottles.
I can't remember the last time I had a glass bottle.
You need to treat yourself. The Mexican Coke comes in glass bottles.
They're so heavy.
But you'll have to watch out, Rob, because Southwest Big Hub is BWI. That might be your flight to Vegas.
Well, in that case, I'll bring my own soda. How about that? In your face. But Phoenix, right. Las Vegas, Dallas, and Houston are where the explosions happened. So
Gracious. Be
careful if you fly Southwest. Also, it comes from our chat room that Southwest was one of the few airlines not affected by the Microsoft crash last week because their systems are so old.
Hamsters. Yes. They're run by hamsters.
They're run by Mimi.
Mimi!
Little kitty sister. Not little kitty.
I need...
Hello, kitty. Said that wrong. All right, I'm sure you missed it. Let's close with this, all right? I'm sorry if you missed this. Over the weekend in Philadelphia, great town. I think Josh will agree that because of his proximity being brought up, the friendliest people in the world in Philadelphia, really fine. They had a screening of the movie Mannequin over the weekend, the 1987 movie.
Okay.
Isn't that, I remember that, and the jeans that had the butts cut out, remember?
I think that's a different movie.
I don't remember that part of the movie.
Okay.
That was Mimi.
No, because he woke up in the store and he didn't have clothes on and he had to find a pair of jeans.
Maybe it was Mannequin 2, Mannequin on the Run. I think there was a sequel. But the thing is if you went to this screening of the 1987 cinematic masterpiece, Mannequin, if you went, one of the stars of the movie actually attended. The Mannequin. And this was chosen wisely because the Mannequin was actually a better actor than Andrew McCarthy and had less plastic than Kim Cattrall. So... I'm not a fan of the Mannequin. What's that, Josh?
Real quick. Since we did just go over news, we know Joe Biden stepped down. We're saving that for Mike tomorrow.
Hold it. What? What?
So
what?
For people that think we just missed a major news story.
Oh, okay.
We'll talk about it tomorrow with Mike.
Yeah, we will. Yeah, Mike wanted to be a part of it. Actually, Mike dropped out of the show.
But
he endorsed Katie, though.
I just need 2,162 votes from the
That's
Democratic
all you need.
Convention.
Oh, my God. Hats. 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 Mm-hmm. Katie, if your hair wasn't so lovely, I'd say you should wear a hat right now.
I look but cute in hats.
You do. I find a woman in a hat to be so Vogue. That's a quote from 16 Candles. We now have an extremely limited run of the brand new TMOS Summer Cap, the exclusive accessory for fans who want to show their support while staying cool. It comes in all your favorite colors, Katie. Name some colors.
Blue.
Got it.
Red.
Got it.
Black.
Got it. And? Think of the
white.
Color of when you think
white.
Of white, exactly, just like me, very, very, very white. There's a perfect match for everyone. Plus, tickets and merch for our grand reunion Las Vegas weekend. That's the place to go. This is so cool. You know what? This will be, I mentioned earlier, the guy who wears the concert t-shirt to the concert. You could be that guy. You could wear the grand reunion shirt to the grand reunion show.
With my hat.
With Katie's hat. Kate, and you should come to Vegas, I think, and wear a hat.
We'll chat.
Okay, good.
If
don't miss the ultra
this
cool.
Long to invite.
Well, I assumed that she was going to be there. I'll put her in my suitcase.
First, he's mentioned it.
Well, it's come up on the show.
To me. And we
not
talk.
All about. It's not all about you, Mimi.
Sometimes a personal invite is all it takes. If you have friends.
That's right. Shake a hand, have a word.
I'm your last one, Rob.
I know.
Did you invite Zoolander?
Zoolander's going, yes, yes. Oh, I didn't have to invite him because,
invite
you know what?
Friend.
He's a grown-up. Anyway.
I'm not? Yeah. It's because I'm short.
It is go short. Come see our trampoline. No, we're still working on that. But the t-shirts, we also have t-shirts you haven't even seen yet. The Bob Spiewak Water Carnival shirt I wore the other day, and not only do I love the color, people look at it like it's a real thing. And so you can be part of that in-joke. I love it. Lots of stuff there. Buy the merch, looking good, and don't miss the ultra-cool TMOS commemorative coin. It commemorates great times and big fun, and if I'm not mistaken, Josh, correct me if I'm wrong, it plays any $5 slot machine in Las Vegas, doesn't it?
If you can fit it in.
So hurry up and support the show you love. Each purchase keeps the laughs coming, and the TMOSstore.com is the source for all things TMOS. Official, authentic, and awesome, and we thank you for support. And Katie, remember our motto. What is it again?
Don't get happy.
Exactly. You know what? You win. That's good. I had a backup motto in case you didn't, which is, if you stand on it, we stand behind it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So the, do you ever have your mind wander when you're
Never.
Falling asleep? Stop
Rob.
It. What?
I.
What?
I have an idea of where you're going with this, and I... You are a very special person.
I don't like that you've said that.
But I do, my computer right now is sitting on top of a book, and it's 10,000 dreams interpreted, and I bet 100% that yours is not going to be in there.
No, I usually make in the like around the 11,000 range. But it's not a dream. It's just when you're relaxing and your mind just wanders. And I had just watched the movie Girl Happy with Elvis Presley, which, by the way, is not as bad as you might think. It's one of his better movies. And then I started to think... I started to think, have I seen all of Elvis's movies? And I think I have. There's 33 of them, if you include the two documentaries. And 31 acting features and two documentaries. I don't count the movie This Is Elvis, because it was sort of crafted after the fact, with recreations of Elvis walking into Graceland and things like that. So, although it was sold in an Elvis box set, but I digress. So I started thinking of all the Elvis movies, and then I started ranking them, of which was my favorite. And I said, I bet I could name all of his movies and rank them. This is how I go to sleep. And so I went to bed, and I'm laying there, and I said, people come up to me and say, Don, how do you make money on all these reruns? I said to myself, I bet I can do it, but it would be so easy to cheat because everywhere in my house is Elvis stuff that would remind me of these things. I've got T-shirts, I've got videos, I've got DVDs, I've got CDs, I've got posters. So
balloon
I got up.
Hats, we've got candles.
We do. I got up and I went to my computer and I composed a Facebook list, and I ranked Elvis's movies. And this, I wanted to do this. I'll read this really fast. Without any reference, I was able to come up with 29 of his 33 movies. And I'm disappointed with one of them because it was Girl Happy that made me think of the list. I left it off the list. So technically 30.
I wish my brain could relax this way.
I wish I
could just lay in bed and have nothing to think about except for did I see these movies?
Well, but you see, Josh, the thing with it is also, I wish I could turn my brain off because I couldn't stop thinking about it. So in a way, we're both messed up. Don't you think? Why should I be thinking about this? And not just Elvis movies in general, but turning it into a list. So 30 of 33.
Four, maybe.
Okay, name your four Elvis movies that you can name.
Blue Hawaii?
Yes, that was my number 8.
Okay, hold on.
Yeah?
It's the one where he goes, Jailhouse Rock?
Coming in at number 4, yes.
Okay, so I've got two. Are you including, what are they called, concert?
No, these are motion pictures. Jeez. Listen.
Oh, wow. And there's 33?
Okay, here's what I had.
Okay, that's all I got.
Elvis on Tour, Elvis That's the Way It Is, Viva Las Vegas, Jailhouse Rock, King Creole,
oh,
Loving You,
Viva
Blue
Las
Hawaii.
Vegas?
Yes, Blue Hawaii, Kissing Cousins, Follow That Dream, It Happened at the World's Fair, Roustabout, Fun in Acapulco, Girls, 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 Spin Out, G.I. Blues, Paradise Wine Style, Kid Galahad, Live a Little, Love a Little, The Trouble with Girls and How to Get Into It, Speedway, Love Me Tender, Double Trouble, Change of Habit, Frankie and Johnny, Flaming Star, Harem Scarum, Stay Away, Joe Charo, and Tickle Me. I missed.
And you tell me, Elmo. Elvis on Tour is not a concert video?
No, it's a concert movie. It was released to motion picture theaters. So it counts as a movie.
It's the same thing. Same thing.
It's not. Josh. It's a documentary film. Same if thing. You like compare it to like Elvis Aloha from Hawaii, that was a TV special. The 1968 comeback special was a TV special.
You're only.
I would say so it's exactly counting. Like the Taylor Swift thing that came out last year.
Yes, exactly.
A concert video in a movie theater.
Yeah.
But it is a movie. I count that as a movie. That's a motion picture. It's not like live coverage or a videotape thing. It's a. Listen, we're getting away from the point. The point is that I forgot Clam Bake, Wild in the Country, and
Clam Bake.
Yes, it has the great song in it called Clam Bake, and here are the lyrics: Clam Bake, gonna have a clam bake. Clam Bake Elvis was a little heavy, so he had extra big clothes. But
it's part of
what really troubled me when all was said and done, I was pretty proud of my performance with thinking all of them. But then I thought, how much wasted space do I have in my brain of like that and music lyrics and titles? And like, I can give you the year of most Three Stooges shorts that they came out with, and there's 200 of them. I've got so much. I have entire Marx Brothers movies memorized. Do you ever get the email that says, how would you like to optimize storage space on your computer?
Did you ever get the email that said we misdiagnosed you when you were young?
I want to maximize the storage in my brain. There's too much wasted stuff. And also, if I have all those movies and stuff memorized, it's not as much fun to watch them anymore because I know what's coming up.
So,
funny. Do you think I could go to a hypnotist?
No, this is how I feel about MSW, Murder, She Wrote.
Move your microphone up a little bit.
Ooh, sorry. My whole headset is moving down and my glasses are sliding. So, is that better?
Yes, very much.
Too much trampoline. Okay.
I've binge watched almost all of Murder, She Wrote. And I know you've seen every episode.
Multiple times. That's when I figured. So after I... The first time I was unemployed, when I started over at the beginning, that's when I was like, I really got to up my game on finding a job.
Well, when I was dying of liver failure, I watched every episode of Columbo in order, and I felt good about it.
I will say, as far as rewatching things, my biggest mistake of 2024 is I've been rewatching The West Wing.
I didn't even watch it the first time.
Oh, God, it's so good. If anyone has questions about how any of the conventions are run, like the Democratic Convention, there is an episode that is, the name of it is 2162, and it really does explain, it's a masterclass in how the conventions and the delegates and how you get to become the actual nominee of your party.
So The West Wing is available for streaming?
Yeah, it's on.
I watch another one that I binge watch. It's called The Buffalo Wing, and it's about Jimmy Cerrito. And if you want a master class in how to run a restaurant without actually being there, that is the way to do it. So when we come back, I have a question for Katie. We said earlier, if you want to have a friend, be a friend, but also touch a hand, have a word. A question about strangers when we return on the Mike O'Mara program. Magic Mind. It's magic. I take it every day. It's a little shot that you refrigerate and you pound it. It tastes great and it clears your head. If I had taken Magic Mind before bed on Saturday night, I would have come up with those other Elvis movies. I would have said, aha, Clam Bake. But in a world filled with distractions, finding focus can feel like an impossible task. Introducing Magic Mind, the mental performance shot that's revolutionizing productivity with mushroom nootropics, adaptogens, and essential vitamins. Magic Mind helps you stay focused, clear, and productive while reducing stress. So what sets Magic Mind apart? Aha! It's backed by over 200 scientific studies and was developed for over 10 years. Magic Mind is crafted with precision and care with organic ingredients, time-release caffeine, and stress-inducing herbs. I love the time-release caffeine because you don't have a crash. It helps you all day. It's never been easy to unlock your full potential. It's the magic. You got to see it for yourself. Unlock your full potential with Magic Mind. Right now, there's a limited time offer that gets you up to 48% off your first subscription or 20% off one-time purchases with code TMOS at checkout. Claim it at magicmind.com/TMOS. You know what we don't mention enough is all of our sponsors, there's a button on our website you can click. and just go straight there. One more reminder, because good news is worth sharing twice. This Saturday, the 27th of July at 7 p.m. Eastern, the TMOS cocktail party. We've got some great stuff cooked up for you. Stop in and have a drink with us. It's a great way to kick off your weekend, and we will be there. You can find us on either Facebook, Mimibook, Facebook. You can find us on Facebook and the YouTube. Katie will be there.
Every time you say clam bake, I think crab cake.
Oh, like Jackie Stallone?
Like Jackie Stallone and her turban, where she kept her crab cakes.
You know, I was with the Don and Mike show, Josh, for a long time, and you wouldn't think that I would be able to quickly give you a favorite moment in all those years, but I can. And that was when, do you remember when Daryl Strawberry, I think it was, escaped and was going on, driving around and no one could find him?
He was this in the trunk of the right. car.
Yeah, it was a long time ago. Well, we had invented a scenario where he was escaping with Jackie Stallone, mother of Frank Stallone. Oh, I guess Sylvester too. And her turban was full of crab cakes. And I can't explain why it was so funny, but it truly was. I literally fell down in the studio.
Mike was doing both voices.
Yeah, you could hear Daryl Strawberry in the background.
In the trunk.
In the trunk.
But Mike was being Jackie Stallone, and he made himself laugh so hard he dropped the phone.
And they used to do, when they would do phoners in the old days, they would actually, I mean, Don and Mike were 4 or 5 feet apart facing each other from a board, and they each had phones. So he would literally call Mike and mute his microphone and talk on the phone.
Yeah,
and
so then he get the sound effect.
Yeah, and so Mike actually dropped the phone and disconnected, and so you could hear Jackie Stallone going, "Hello? Hello," but it was only being picked up in Don's microphone. And he said, "I think you're disconnected, Jackie. You're going to have to call back." But that's not why I brought you here.
No, I'm so sorry.
You socialize more than me. Well, anybody socializes more than me because I'm housebound. I'm a shut-in. When you meet strangers,
but you, well, let's be clear though, you were a hoarder long before you.
No, this is a whole different thing. You can't bring up hoarding and shut-in. That's different. I could. You have,
and you've got them both.
I've got them both. I'm a magic cocktail. Oh, you know what? I just realized I don't have my filler light on. Tell me if I look better now. Ah, yes, that makes a difference. Okay, so I don't meet people, and I was talking to Robert over the weekend. He says, "Dad, you know, when you're like doing the show or doing that thing with Rob Mayer," he says, "you're really loud and gregarious and really extroverted, but in real life, you're not so much like that when we go out." And I said, "Yeah, I guess I'm sort of what they call an introverted extrovert. So that's probably why I don't have any friends. How are you when you go out?"
I don't think that's why you don't have any friends.
Shut up. I'm talking about you here.
I think I'm the opposite of that. I'm
extroverted,
an extroverted introvert.
So what does that mean?
I'm not sure.
You are so quick to tell me the reason why I don't have friends.
Well, no, I think I'm an introvert. But yeah. If I'm in the right frame of mind, I want to be outside of my house and talking with people. But
I love
I'm
your
also,
house. Why would you want to leave your house?
I also, you have never been to this house.
I've seen it. You've given me a video tour.
I did.
Yeah.
So it's much like Mike's garage.
Oh, no, there's not a lot of pipe and everywhere. Drape in your house.
I'm so sorry. No. I mean, I've given you a tour.
I understand.
Like,
yeah. I understand.
No, I'm also that kind of person that I will go to a party, but I will probably only talk to like two or three people.
Okay. All right.
I'll find my comfort zone.
Yeah.
And I do not leave it.
So, but will you reach out to someone you've never met before when you do that? Or is it someone you know?
Well, if I'm introduced.
Mm-hmm. Like on stage?
I what?
Ladies and gentlemen.
No. No. If somebody I know introduces me to someone new and we sort of hit it off, I can keep going with that.
Okay.
I'm not going to make my way around the room and hobnob and shake hands. And
I'm the same way. But as a rule, if I meet someone that I've never met before, I assume from the word go that they're nice. I don't have a negative feeling until I talk to them. Are you the same way?
Absolutely.
Okay, a recent survey says 70% of people assume strangers are nice. 30% assume they're not.
Stranger danger.
Well, no, but I mean, I guess that if they're driving in a white panel van with no windows, I might think they're kind of creepy. But just seeing someone on the street or like a shop clerk and that's all the people I see, shop clerks.
I have always depended upon the kindness of strangers.
Well, you see, there you are. But I mean, like when you check out at a grocer, what's the big grocery store you go to down there? Is it Kroger?
Publix. Kroger. Yeah, they're about the same distance apart.
Do you have a Piggly Wiggly?
I don't think we do.
Hmm.
When it's I a say shame. I don't think we do not have a Piggly Wiggly.
Yeah, you can commit. Make a fist. No Piggly Wiggly.
There might be one on Tybee, which is just, no, we do not have a Piggly Wiggly.
I didn't intend for this to be your essay question.
Also, is it Piggly Wiggly or Piggly Wiggly?
I don't know. I think
it's Piggly.
Piggly.
Yeah.
Piggly.
Two Piggly syllables. Wiggly, yeah. You know what? Either way, it's not a good name, and we've said it a lot of times. I don't like it. Piggly Wiggly. No, I can't go there. I don't like it.
I feel like I'm adding a syllable where there shouldn't be one.
Piggly Wiggly. I'm going to the Piggly Wiggly. No, but like when you're going through, do you converse with the clerk that checks you out?
I will definitely say hi, how are you?
Do you use their name tag to call them by name?
No, that's creepy.
I always do. Is that creepy?
It's pushing the line.
Well, why are they wearing a name tag then?
Because their boss told them to.
I said, thank you, Piggly. I appreciate it.
I would never not say, hello, how are you? And I genuinely mean it. I want to know how you're doing.
You know what they love?
I've been forced into that situation.
What they love is you say something like, hey, Piggly, how long are you here today? What time do you get off? They love
Hey,
that.
Piggly, how long you been wiggly?
Oh, and it's different. You're talking about a grocery store.
Yeah.
Yeah, just for an example.
Not like a waitress that would introduce herself. The clerk isn't saying, hey, I'm Josh. I'm going to ring up your groceries. There's no intro there. That's why you don't use their name.
I think they dig it, as a matter of fact. But the reason people say the 30% that don't like strangers and assume they're jerks is because they're pretty much another frame of mind that new people are enemies until they earn your respect. And I think that's way, way off.
I think that's a very cynical way to go through the world.
Mm-hmm. I do too.
I think those are the same people that, when walking down the street, will cross the street to not cross paths with someone coming the other direction.
But is it a witch that's coming towards you? Is it?
Yes,
is
it's it a witch with a pointed hat.
That's normally what you run into in the city.
That's showbiz.
I live in Savannah. There's crazy stuff going on down
there. Yeah, but you also got, it's like the friendliest town in the world.
Pretty much.
Except you do have the problem with the heavy rains and the bodies coming to the surface because of all the cemeteries they moved. Yeah. Now, I would consider the corpses, I would consider them enemies.
And apparently the witches.
And the witches, yeah. So, yeah, I like to give people the benefit of the doubt, is all I'm saying.
Absolutely. But I also think it's because we have kind souls. So maybe it's just the psychopaths that think that it's the, my God, can you imagine 30% of the population is psychopaths?
That seems low. Seems a little low. I don't know. When we come back, we're going to do the flip side, and it's going to be fun. More tape of Katie falling down. Not really. I'm kidding. We're going to come back. We'll do the flip side. And joining me today, of course, Katie Von Herman from Sovanna and not a big shopper at Piggly Wiggly. We'll be right back. You know what that music means? The time is now. TMOS is returning to Las Vegas for our grand reunion weekend. Katie has officially been invited. Did you even check your mail today? Because I sent you an invitation.
You did not.
I know.
Sent me a link to do this show.
It was a lie. I didn't send an invitation. Stamps are expensive. Saturday, November 9th, come be a part of a live poolside taping of your favorite podcast. It's us on the elegant rooftop citrus deck of the Downtown Grand Hotel. Book your rooms now so you don't miss any of the fun. It's a full-scale hotel takeover. Think of it. All the TMOS lovelies, all the TMOS studs in one place. You won't be able to use an elevator without running into, say, the Kelseys. Nice. Barb and Chuck Moody, you know, sexily dressed up at the pool deck. It's going to happen, and we're all going to be there. Also, so many fun activites. We have exclusive slots and blackjack tournaments. Ladies of TMOS brunch. Carrie will be part of that. The ladies of TMOS. She's so excited. Special discounted hotel rates, limited edition swag, plus surprises and a whole lot more. Find your tickets and more at MikeOMaraShow.com. There's no better way to reunite with your TMOS family and no better place to do it. As a matter of fact, if you spot me in the hotel, I know you think we've been joking. I said I'll give you a piece of hard candy. I hold in my hand 2.5 pounds of cinnamon hard candies that I bought for the trip. Right?
That's going to weigh... That's a suitcase violation.
Yeah. No, I'm gonna, they're carry-on.
You can hand them out during your stand-up routine.
All right, folks. Go ahead. Check it out. All the details at MikeOMaraShow.com. We cannot wait to see you there. And here's a girl who will be there.
Hello.
All right. Let's say you park your car and you leave it and you come back and you find hoof prints all over your car. It's certainly a mystery.
Those are hoof prints. There was a goat on my car. That is hilarious. And it went all the way on the top here, too.
So you can see it's a goat hoof marks all over this crossover.
God. Goats are very hoppy.
Yeah. It must be very, I would say it would be upsetting if you came back and saw that. You had goat prints all over your car.
Of course it's a Subaru.
Stop it.
I drive a Subaru.
Of course you don't have any friends, Rob. But here's the thing that they posted the video of the goat prints. And by the way, that's my favorite fairy tale. The goat prints. He runs these... Son of the goat king. But on the same day, someone posted this video also on, I think it was Instagram, and it explains an awful lot. This is not the owner of the car. This is someone who just saw the car.
Oh, no.
This is the goat on the car.
There's two.
And there's two of them. And I mean, he's up top on the luggage carrier. They're walking around and having a day. It's fantastic.
He looks like when
Look, he's back up there. And they're bouncy, you're right.
You know the owners of that car went on a hike to try to look for goats.
Yeah. They should have just stayed in the car. Now, that would be perfect for Katie if it had been a donkey.
But, I love donkeys.
But donkeys don't climb, do they?
I mean, maybe like in the... not. They're not hoppy.
Maybe they need Wellbutrin. Oh, you said hoppy. Hey, Dan Von Herman in the chat room says they're just kidding around.
He needs to stay in his lane.
Not getting involved. As you know, there was some troubles with the airline industry over the weekend because of the computer crash. I always have found flying to be a little stressful as it is. I don't know that I need my gate attendant to be yelling at us.
All right, now, somebody get on this plane or not? Ooh.
Yes, we yes, do.
All right, yeah. So everyone's going to shut up, and we're going to say this once, and we're only going to say it again because we're frustrated as hell.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Sir, I know this is on the flight.
She was suspended.
She practically went the, I'm mad as hell,
yeah, exactly.
And I'm not going to take it anymore.
And I've watched the video no fewer than 5 times. And I'm wondering, is she trying to like rally them or is she yelling at them? Because the whole thing has a sort of a January 6th vibe.
Like, yeah, at first
take
I
the
thought,
plane.
At first I thought she was cheering them on, you know, trying to like, woohoo.
No, there's
but no,
a negative vibe.
No, then she says, you're going to shut up. And I don't think that's what she...
She might have
Yikes.
Been a January 6th. Who knows?
Oh, dear.
You know what? She, like me, no friends. But she was suspended. Gosh, you know what? Lord love it. I love ice cream. Ice cream is great. You can buy it at Piggly Wiggly. And even though there's a lot of mouth noises to be made when you eat ice cream, there's also a polite way to do it. And I present
It's not
this,
on mic.
I know. And she means microphone.
Microphone.
Not Mike O'Mara. I'm going to present, as I say, this video without comment. It was the content I won't comment on. It was trending on social media over the weekend. The appropriate way, according to a British manners expert, to eat ice cream. Presented without content.
I'm going to show you how to eat a cone with ice cream. When the cone is presented, you should use your tongue to circle the rim to make sure that any stray drops are collected.
Oh dear.
That sounds right.
You should then proceed to lick the ice cream in swirls until eventually the ice cream sinks into the cone itself.
Man.
Never bite the ice cream.
Never bite.
As I said, we don't bite the ice cream. However, you can use your tongue to manipulate the ice cream if it starts to fall from the cone.
Why, no.
I don't know why that was trending at all. I just don't get it.
She knows exactly what she's doing.
Not bad to look at.
Does she have videos on other food items?
Maybe. She has a whole Reddit channel on carrots. Let's close with this.
Banana.
Stop it.
You brought it up.
Don't bite the ice cream.
Mm-mm.
That's right. Howie Mandel, when you think of Howie Mandel, what do you think of? Oh, it looks like disdain.
He's not my favorite. No.
I go way back with him to the St. Elsewhere days when he used to do Carson, and he was extraordinarily funny. And so that's probably before you were born.
What? Howie's World?
Howie doing?
Howdy
but
doody.
I think right now he is...
Didn't he have a show called like How? It's slightly annoying.
Okay. He hosts one of those talent shows now, right? America's Got Ice Cream or something. And so he's popular, but I think what he's most known for, he's a germaphobe.
Yeah.
Right.
And there was a news story that broke over the weekend that men are not hygienic with their nether regions, and it's bad for them. It can cause cancer. And they asked Howie about it. And this is his reply. We close with this. And I think then, again, also posted without comment.
Have you heard about this penis cancer before and men having to get amputations?
That men lose their penises?
Yeah, because people don't get HPV shots, and then there's also, if you're uncircumcised, it affects a lot of men because it's harder to keep clean.
Why are you asking a Jewish person about uncircumcised penises?
Well, you feel like you have any advice for people that kind of...
This woman.
I don't know about uncircumcision. I'm circumcised.
But right, right,
when I was circumcised, they didn't cut anything off. My parents were very progressive. They just hemmed it because they felt if the fashion ever changed, I could let it out.
Was that his body double behind him?
I don't know, but that woman screaming about penis cancer is enough to ruin anybody's day. That's all I'm going to say.
Yikes.
But, wash up, people. Just wash up. And then eat an ice cream cone. Katie, thank you so much for joining us today.
Robbie, thank you for having me.
Oh, you're a great doodle. I appreciate it. This has been a true pleasure. Josh, thank you for being adjusting to your time schedule for us. I know you're on vacation from the Outer Banks.
Yep. But back tomorrow morning at 8:15 like normal.
With a live show. And remember, we got the cocktail show this Saturday. Do not miss it. So, Katie, on behalf of Mike O'Mara, in absentia, thank you.
Thank you.
All right, we'll see you next time. Bye, folks.
Toodaloo.
Want more? Make sure you check out the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. Get it at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
I'm over here now.